maybe I wouldn't have been at this place. You understand what I'm saying to you?
You know, that's just it too. I mean, look at us. Like, we're grown men. We're big adults. Everybody in this room, we've had to navigate through the life already. You know, see the ups and downs, trial by mistake. We know we're smarter than the youth. They are very intelligent now. They have access to a lot of information, but it's us to guide them as well and pay attention to them and make sure that they are staying on a good path. And we don't need to be overbearing. We don't need to control them, but we just need to guide them. Like you said, you know, put that steel pole, bring it to the blacksmith and get them to straighten it out a little bit.
The tomato tree, right? When the tomato tree is growing, right, and the tomato grows like that, what do? We put a stick,
and
straighten that tomato tree back. You know what I'm saying? Because we want to bear and bear more fruits, not bend over and can't bear enough fruits.
It's a perfect analogy. We need to prop up our youth.
There you go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sir, I saw the roads right now in Cote and NDG and stuff being fixed right now. You know what I'm saying? Too, because I used to drive down there and it's like, you understand what I'm saying? Just now it's like, it's good because I speed a little bit more now, but with the limit, you know what I'm saying to you? But I'm glad the road is being fixed and everything like that.
Yeah.
What else are we going to do? Because I saw that the last mayor now, she's pushing that stuff in because of, it's election time, so we're getting the road fixed, which I'm happy, but it's politics, you know what I'm saying to you? The road is being fixed because it's close to politics time now, so we're going to say, oh, she's fixed the road so we can vote. So
okay, fine. But however, pay attention to where that road stops. Right at Prince of Wales, okay? That's one block before Walkley on Fielding. And you look at the rest of Fielding, and what is it still?
Yes, sir.
So what does that tell you? It's just...
So she stops it where she figures that it matters.
Where it doesn't.
But to her, where it doesn't matter, because she's figured those people don't matter, so she figures she stop it where it matters. And then where, you understand what I mean? So these are stuff that we cannot accept, people uptown and NDG and Cote d'Ivoire, you know what I'm saying? You cannot accept. You have to be treated fairly. You understand what I'm saying? If they get 10, you get 10. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
We cannot stop a roadway halfway. We got to go right through. Big up everybody on Fielding, you know what I'm saying, who hangs out there every day and who lives in that neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Don't forget to pay attention to what's happening, you know what I'm saying to you? Why sometime? Because, you know, I was there Friday, and a couple of guys, they said to me, Jay, can we block off the street? They asked me if they could help them block off the street, you know, and do some stuff, you know what I'm saying to you? So I'm saying, I said, Mr. Jarrell is right down there. Go call him, you know what I'm saying to you? And because I said to them, no, for real, Singing P. Right. I said, yo, I can help you, but the man to call is Mr. Jarrell. I said, you put him in there, you can call him. He's right there.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
So if you don't put the people in office, they cannot. It's not everything you ask they can do, because it has to be legislated and everything. But there's some simple stuff that can be done, because, you know, those guys want to block off the street. So I said, put someone in charge. You know, I said, I don't want to be there, but I can help you, like guide you. But I don't. You understand what I'm saying? But I sent him to go speak to you. I said, yo, go see Mr. Joel, because he's part of the community. Like, you know, now he's doing something.
Sure.
We gotta go see them. You know something? They want to block off the street and do a thing for the, you know, for the kids, them and everything. You know, I tell them, get 25 t-shirts made, volunteers. So then you have 25 volunteers right away, and you know, nobody burn no weed on the day. Just keep it respectable for those couple of hours and keep moving. You know, that's what I told them. You know what I'm saying to you? So these are stuff that the people want to do right there, that they're shutting down. They want to do stuff. They're there. But if you hold them in that bottle, man, pressure busts pipe.
But that's just it too. It's too hard to get a permit to block off the street, right? It's too hard to get a permit to do a last minute block party, to do a celebration, and that's what we need to be doing. We need to be celebrating the culture, you know, the diversity in Cote d'Ivoire, and you know, we're talking a lot about Fielding. We'll stay on Fielding, but you know, Cote d'Ivoire is also important. It's been overlooked for the last 4 years. You know, there's a lot of time and resources that need to go in there, and a lot of culture that needs to be celebrated.
Because the Cote d'Ivoire, not cutting you, so the Cote d'Ivoire culture changed a lot up there. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
And some of the old people that are still there, like there's a lot of Filipinos and a lot of different cultures that, you know, that we have to reach out to and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? That are there now with their own, you know, that they're dug in, which you guys yourself has to go and see those people so everybody can work together. You know what I'm saying to you?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You can draw your own conclusions on what's behind it. But what from I see and from my perspective is that there's a clear disparity between some of the affluent neighborhoods and some of the neighborhoods that are, you know, more lower income. And that for me is problematic, and that's an issue. I'm not coming into this race to favor a certain neighborhood. It's really for the entire borough.
Everybody.
For the entire borough. And it's not just lip service. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't strongly believe in my own values and what my intentions are for the borough. Because if I get into the office and they're telling me, well, no, you can't do that, then it's going to be a long 4 years.
I like that, sir. I like that. You know what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
And as I say, you see, my mentality is what we look at everything is, what do you call it, transparency. You know what I'm saying to you?
Of course.
Where as long as you're transparent and you're saying, listen, I want to do this for the people will back you. I'm a noisemaker. These guys believe me. You know what I'm saying to you? Like, if it's positive and it's real, I'm only one man still, but you know, maybe it doesn't work much, but
you got a loud voice.
You know what I'm saying to you? But in the process though, like you guys are doing some stuff that I like, you know what I'm saying to you? And I'm a kind of guy like this. I like guys in power.
Right.
I like to have my friends in power, people you know in power. You know what I mean? Like singing piece in power.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying to you? It's all about knowing people that's in power. You know what I'm saying to you? So I want to vote you guys in power. People, we got to vote these guys in power. If you want changes, right? You cannot get change if you don't listen. The people that was in power before, we don't even know where they live. We don't even know where they live. You understand what I'm saying to you? You know? As a man said to me, Justice, me and your good brethren. And he doesn't tell me where he lives, but he knows where I live. And every time I ask him, I'm not your brethren, G. We're not really good friends because I don't know where you live. You understand me?
Right.
I don't let people know where I live unless they're my friends. Street friends are street friends. So when someone tell you where these guys just told you where they live, where they grew up. You understand what I'm saying to you? The other people would probably say, listen, well, I was growing up in this borough and they'll go. And then by the time they get back to you, you forget what they're saying. You understand what I'm saying to you? So it's about knowing the people that's there. They're living in your stuff. They're facing what you're facing. So when he drives on Fielding and he finished the smooth road, he mentally goes, prepare for the bump, seatbelt. You understand what I'm saying to you? Because he knows what's happening. You understand me? So we as the people, we just keep moving every day and don't care. But we have to care.
Why we keep fixing the road every year, man? I don't understand. What's going on there? For me, something doesn't make sense. No, I'm asking, you can answer this question. Why are we fixing the road every year?
That's a great question. I'm not in the seat yet. I can't tell you necessarily why. However, I can only hypothesize that it has, money is involved for sure. The explanation, at least that I've been given, is that they dig it, like they fix the potholes, right? But then there's a problem with the pipes underneath the sewer system. So it's like lead pipes or whatever the case may be. So they tear it up again, or there's a problem. Oh, they forgot to put this in. Tear it up again, so it just perpetuates. It keeps going and going.
I don't understand, man. I'm kind of getting fed up still when I'm driving. Yeah. You know. Maybe I'm a new Kiara. I'm like, yo, the man, I'm here for give us some money for a Kiara star. But now, like, hey, may I get mad? No, for real. I'm not getting mad at you, though. I'm just the whole. You know, I hope you guys can make some change, man, because we're looking forward
but
for
to
some
your
serious
point
change.
As well, like. Fielding is too quiet about what they feel is maybe wrong in that neighborhood as well. So make some noise and come together, make some noise, and the best way that you can do that as well is to vote and to vote for change. And we see voter apathy within the city. The numbers are staggeringly low, right? And even in the federal, in NDG, it was 35% voters. 35%, you're talking about like one in three people went out to vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough. And at the municipal level, that's really where you're going to see changes made. Those are things that you see on your day-to-day, like the roads, like the sidewalks, cleanliness, infrastructure, parks, sports programs, funding. So it's essential to go out and vote. If you feel like there's something wrong with your neighborhood, go out and vote. Come out and vote. And vote for Mouvement Montréal, more importantly.
Just before we get out of here, listen, there's this gentleman all the way from, he's from Las Vegas. He's on the live, he's listening. And he posed a question. I don't know if it goes out to you guys, but I'm going to ask it. He says, will the folks in NDG get upgrade and lower rent? House, etc., so on and so forth. I don't know.
Sure. So I think what this individual is talking about is affordable housing and social housing. Right now we know about 3 social housing projects within NDG side of the borough that are left derelict, abandoned. One of them is the one that one that Mr. DeBelfay, you know, has gone forth to pretty well activate the Charter of Rights to get that fixed up. Mm-hmm. You know, the facade is fixed. Okay, you know, we put the lipstick on it, but now the interior is still empty. So, you know, one of the things that I would definitely do, you know, as mayor of NDG, is to get those 3 units back up and running again. And one of them happens to be on Walkley, the other one is in the West Haven community, and the other one is on Elmhurst, rather. Elmhurst. So Elmhurst, or Chester, and Projet Chance, actually, which is on Girouard, I believe. So.
Yeah, so just to get, so those are to get those buildings back in. So,
right.
Like, even the one in Walkley now, right?
Yes.
Once we get it, to take steps to get it, first of all, right? And you rebuild it now. So it becomes a home in for, like, a low rent facility. You know what I'm saying to you?
Yep.
And then, now, there's other ones, because, you know, there's also young mothers, which I always have to address, right?
Yeah.
The one in Walkley, I can say, okay, because it's, like, more of a residential area, and it's, you know, everybody's passing every day. But maybe the one at Amherst or the other one, that is that one of those that we could make for a young mother, like, you know, for young mothers, you know what I'm saying to you, where it's not just in the public, they can have some privacy, and, you know what I'm saying to you, and one of those things like that. So I think that's what we also need, you know what I'm saying to you, for a lot of young mothers. I run into some people sometime, and they have kids and, you know, things at home, and just need maybe a couple of weeks just to cool things down, and then, you know what I'm saying to you? So
sure.
It's one of those places over there that will be, like, you know, maybe for upstairs, long term, short, downstairs, you know, for like, if I'm just saying that, if it's possible.
I mean, it's a great proposal, you know, if given the opportunity, I would certainly consider that. Again, I'm not here to make, you know, these big.
No, we're not making no promises, Jeez. I'm not asking no promises.
It's a good idea.
If we say we're going to do that and I'm with you, I guarantee we're going to do it. You understand what I'm saying? Right. We'll find some resources to get that that thing done. Because I'll come and take some rocks down myself. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I have a jackhammer in my truck. So, well, you understand?
Definitely.
And Bubba is right there. Bubba the cement too. You understand me? So I have cement, quick cut, everything out of the truck. We can build something right away.
Well, you know, public consultation as well is very important for any project that's going forward. And we always consult the neighborhood and the people living around there. So all of those ideas get put into consideration, they get brought forth in the meeting, in the council meetings, and, you know, I think that would be a great initiative.
And that's why I figure, if it, like, for just for the mothers, you know, like, it's already embarrassing and the stress you're going through. Thank you, Mr. Kerr. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Joel is sitting there. Matthew's like, Joel, hold the mic, man. Yeah. You know, but these are stuff that we need. You understand what I'm saying? Because I go everywhere. I'm not just like, you know, I mingle high, low, medium, whatever. You know what I'm saying to you? So sometimes I see some stuff where young mothers need a place. You know what I'm saying to you? But it's, everybody has that. We're still embarrassed, though. You know what I'm saying to you? So that's why I would never suggest Walkley to be a place to keep young mothers and this and that, because it's just a bustling street. It's a family. You have to have your family to really live on that street. You know what I'm saying to you? So a low house in there is perfect, for, you know, for someone to move in. And how many apartments in that building? Are there about 20?
Well, in my building, there's there's 3 floors, 2 on each side, 12.
So right there, we take 12 people off the streets. You know what I'm saying to you? And put in these things. So we have, you know, so I think your vision, Mr. Kerr and Mr. Joel, you know, is good. And Mr. Holden and Mr. Holness, you know, who's doing the whole on his team. So people go out and support these gentlemen. They're trying their best. You know what I'm saying to you? And me and the staff that's here, you know what I'm saying to you? I think we have a lawyer over here. We all appreciate you guys coming down here, you know what I'm saying to you, to do your thing. You know what I'm saying to you? And you want, okay, 1 second.
As what Bubba said, really appreciate. I sitting there. If you guys elected.
So when the money get elected?
Yeah, when they get elected. Montreal, we have a lot of homeless in the city.
Yes.
Do you have any project or anything to try and to help some of the homeless?
That's, I mean, obviously, yes, we do have that. What we're trying to do, which has been in, I guess, a conversation through our platform, mm-hmm. is the, obviously, is affordable housing, taking them off the street, mm-hmm. and repopulating some of the extra funds that are going to public safety. Right. And we want to divert that to affordable housing, social housing, as well as for homelessness as well. You know, there's I think they spent or received a budget of $57 million mm-hmm. for a shooting range, mm-hmm. You know, which was allocated to the SPVM. Mm-hmm. What are the numbers, Matt? I think this year, 2021, is that was $58 million for that, and then 670-some-odd million for public safety. 800. Well, it's rising as we're talking right now. So $800 million for the SPVM for 2021, which is an absurd amount of money. So we, as Mouvement Montréal, we want to know. We're asking, you know, one, a breakdown of those where those funds are being populated to, and then of course, because it's such an absurd amount of money. I mean, you don't need to spend $58 million on a shooting range. Okay, take. Especially during the pandemic as well, right? So you have people that are you know, living out of cardboard boxes.
Right.
They're not eating, mm-hmm. and you'd rather spend money on a shooting range to train how to shoot somebody. Yes. I mean, to me, that's just it's just mindless. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So we're not about defunding the police. We're about using the absurd amount of funds, taking a portion of that and have them, you know, rebudgetize it to things that we need, that people need. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's crazy what's happening here and where the money's not being properly spent, in my opinion. It needs to help people where, you know, you can't drive a kilometer without seeing somebody on the side of the street
That's
begging
so
for money.
That's
at,
true.
You know, corner of Dequerry and Côte Saint-Luke, you know, there's those regular people that are there with their cardboard signs up everywhere at every four corners of intersection.
Oh, yes.
You see that.
Yes.
And it's sad. It's really, it's, you know, I'm getting shivers right now because it's so, you know,
no,
we'll
reality.
Be honest here. I myself, I hit a low period in my life with my family.
Me
about
too.
8 to 9 years ago. I think we've all been there, right?
Yeah.
But once you get down to that
mm-hmm,
bottom
know.
Of the bottle,
mm-hmm.
you can only, you know, go up.
Yes.
So it's just sticking with that vision and stuff like that. But hearing the city making all these promises, as well as, you know, populating absurd amount of budgets
right.
For stuff that you don't need. You don't need
no.
to have an artillery of... you know, mass weapons and shooting ranges to train officers when those officers need more education on how to deal with people in the community, right? Like,
yes.
they don't need to shoot people. They need to learn how to speak to people. And
right.
that's, you know, one thing that us, being a diverse political party, we can address some of those needs and kind of focus on those needs as opposed to going against the grind, which the current administration, so CDN, NDG, as well as the, you know, city of Montreal, they're going against the grain. So, yeah.
With the police thing, one of the main things I would really like for you guys when you guys go in there is the body cam thing.
Oh, absolutely.
That's number one in my situation, you know what I'm saying to you? Is body cam.
That's a no-brainer.
Like Miss LaPlante and all that stuff, I vote her out of office just for that alone. Just for that, just for not getting the body cam alone. She's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you have to understand, if you're doing your job properly, wear the body cam.
Well, yeah.
You understand? If you have nothing, you're
paid. You have nothing to hide. If you
have
nothing
to hide. You have a job, you go to, You have nothing to hide. You got it. You put on your body cam.
Exactly.
If we're hiding the body cam because there's stuff going on, that's not right. You understand me? And I think Miss LaPlante should go just on that thing alone. Just on that alone. Nothing else. I don't care about nothing else that she did or didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Just I'm a black man.
Yeah.
And I've been there sitting on it. And I'm 50-something years old. And they stop. I'm still sitting on the side of the street on a sidewalk. You understand what I'm saying to you? Until these guys figure out what they want to do, and then they come back and tell you some stuff. You understand what I'm saying to you? So I'm still going through that stuff. So I want the body cam. You understand me? And that's why it's my I cost. You understand what I'm saying to you? So I will vote them out of office just on that thing alone.
Yeah.
You understand me? Body cam is for everybody.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you? And if I'm doing something wrong and you catch me, hey, you got me. That's your job.
Well, everybody knows when a black person gets pulled over, that black person knows if they've done something right or wrong. Everybody knows. And take color out of it, right? Once you're getting pulled over.
No, Mr. Chirac, no, don't say that now. Well, as a black man, you get stopped. You're like, what did I do?
Well, no, I realize
you
that.
Don't know what you do.
No.
You're
asking, what did I do? No. But what I'm trying to say is that in your head, you already do your, okay, my 10 and 2s is there, my registration, my insurance is in
and
check.
Then your next
you do
question
the mental
is,
check.
What
and
did
then
I do?
Say, what did I do? Exactly. Again,
so you still don't know. You understand me? Why should you have to go through that?
No, you should.
You understand me?
Yeah.
Let me, when I stop, I just put my hands out the window. You understand what I'm saying to you? I just don't want no headache. Because they're going to kill me like that. You understand what I'm saying to you? Years ago, I used to walk on my camera, my big camera on my shoulder, on my guys. You understand me? To videotape these guys before videotape came out, because you had to tape them.
My car is decked out. You heard my story. I told you my story.
Yeah, of course. You understand what I'm saying to you? You have to have cameras, man.
Yeah.
So the first thing, if I was a politician right now for the community, for the majority of the community, you guys are diverse. Mm. Diverse people need camera.
Agreed.
You understand me?
Yeah.
If you're on the block hustling, don't hustle in the front, go in the back. You understand what I'm saying to you? But them guys have to come. No, I'm telling the truth, G. The system is for everybody.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you? When I argue with someone, like I know this camera. When I go work at someone's house and they'll dig in their front, there's a camera somewhere. You understand me? If it's not the house I'm working on, it's the house across the street. Mm-hmm. There's cameras everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Why, when something goes wrong, the police can use those same cameras? They go down, they make a circle, and they use that circle and pick up the cameras from 3-4 days to see if you were there before the day. And you understand what I'm saying?
But if they had it on their body.
But if we want them on the body cam, yeah. You understand what I'm saying too? And I think that anybody in the city, if you're a black man, a white man, or any kind of thing, and you have any kind of mixture in your family, you got to vote up Mr. Plant if she's not doing the body cam. No, the body cam, gee. The body cam is important. This is why these kids are doing what they're doing on the street. You know why? Because if the police have no respect for what they're doing, how am I going to have respect for what's going on? You understand? It's every man for himself. You understand what I'm saying to you?
It's a dog eat dog.
Dog eat dog. So the body cam will put things in order.
Yeah.
So the order falls in from the top and it comes down to the bottom. If there's no order at the top, because we don't want the body cam, so automatically we can't trust them guys.
Yeah.
Because why can't I be on camera? You understand me? So those are some of the stuff I think that you have to really push forward on your campaign for us as minority. Like, you understand me? Because I have kids, but they're not in the community. They're in the city. But other kids that I see, you understand what I'm saying to you? And big men. Why should a big man be afraid to see the policeman? Oh, my God, what did I do and all that stuff? And then crawling down and like, not being yourself.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you? Not being yourself, but like being a weakling because this sort of situation. You understand me? So those are stuff I would like to really, if you could, you guys, when you guys get there, is to push those things. And I think, as I said, if a guy's causing problems, that's his business. You know what I'm saying to you? But for the regular man, you understand me? As my friend was saying the thing, John Public, as the writer John Public would do, we want to know that we can stop. Yeah, I went to the stop sign. I lose my 3 points. I made a mistake. But I'm driving down the road and don't know. I don't know what's going on because the cop drove by and I happened to look over there. And he isn't like, because I looked over there now, he's going to come and look at me because I looked at him. Come on now, that's wrong.
Yeah.
You understand me? It's a cop. It's a respect why you look over there. What's he looking at? You know what I'm saying to you? But you don't stare. You keep looking, but they still come around and get you.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? So you have to be like, I don't got my phone on me. Come on, man. That's fright. How much black man goes through fright every day?
Every day.
For no reason, man.
Yeah.
For no reason. I go through something, I'm like, ah, you understand me? But for no reason. Why? That causes mental stress, heart problem, all kind of problem. Stop that problem and you win the election.
It's very important that, you know, we get that vote from the minority vote, people of color. They need to, you know, collectively band together. And allow us to Let's win. You know, it's time. It's time for change.
Time for change. We have one more question, Mr. Jacobs. Speaking.
Yes. Hello. Yeah. Greetings.
Hi.
Greetings. What I wanted to find out is, getting back to the gentleman that was, his life was taken, okay, brutally. Now, as a parent that's experienced a child being, his life being taken, I just wanted to know, why does it take so long, okay, when a person has been assaulted on the street, and you will make a claim with the government, okay, and if the person is working, and then afterwards, I believe, unemployment steps in, right? And then there's IVAC and there's CSST. Why does it take so long for the government to make some form of compensation, especially if a person, let's say a person has been hurt, mm-hmm. okay, they were assaulted on a public street where they pay taxes in Canada, or Montreal, and it takes so long for the government to try and compensate the person, especially if they're not able to go back to work.
Right.
Let's say they were working and they're not able to go back to work and they've been incapacitated to work for a longer period of time than the UI will pay. That's one of the things that I find is very, it's upsetting, it's disheartening because, you know, you do all the steps and you fill out all the documents and everything, and then it's like you're left in limbo. Sorry for interrupting you. You pay taxes. You go to work, you pay taxes. So what are we paying taxes for? If something happens to us and we're Canadian citizen, and you know the government doesn't even take into consideration, you know, this person needs to be compensated.
Yeah, it's in my opinion, it's more of bureaucracy pushing the papers. In all reality, you know, there's bodies that need to get paid. There's insurance companies that, you know, before they write a blank check, so to speak, they have to check their, you know, dot their I's and cross their T's. And you know, it's unfortunate because I've had a friend that. Was hurt on the street years ago, and he was explaining to me exactly what you were saying in regards to, you know, filling out the paperwork. I believe it's called victims compensation, and it does take long. It took him about three to 4 months before he actually saw a check, you know, from the government for that. So what I believe is happening is again, just total bureaucracy. It has to go to this person, that person has to sign off on it, because they don't want to pay you, because, you know, it's they're admitting some form of a fault if they're writing a check to you. And so there's no, you know, from my knowledge, there's no real way of speeding it up. It's just, you know, filling out the paperwork as quick as you can. That's it, is in my thing. I think Matt has something to say in regards to that.
Yeah, I'll just tack on to that. Every district, or not district rather, but within the city, there's, you know, areas that your member of parliament are associated with. So you're in NDG, it's Mark Garneau. We elected him. He is the member of parliament for the Liberals, and you can address issues that are on that federal scale to these members of parliament in your area. So in the case of Janai's death, Anthony Howe's father was at the vigil and he was speaking, so I would really urge Mr. Howe's father as well to make that process as seamless and as quick as possible for the family so that they can get some quicker compensation or compensation very soon.
Okay. Another question is, we've been going through, what is it, since 2019, a lockdown on and off. Are there going to be some kind of funding for people that might go through mental illness? Because this is, I mean, people are used to being, you know, interacting with each other, and I'm sure it's taken a toll on people. how does the government feel, or Movement Montreal, what is their stance on that for mental illness?
Well, I mean, we definitely feel that support for people suffering from mental illness should be increased, and programs should be made more readily available for individuals that are experiencing trauma, whatever the case may be. Speaking with actually a homeless man who I know from work, because that is what I do, work at a homeless shelter, he was saying how there's a lack of support and support groups in the Côte des Neiges area, so we would look into definitely increasing those programs. As far as compensation, I mean, I think, again, you're speaking to more at like a provincial or a federal level, and then I would still encourage you once again to contact your member of parliament that's in your neighborhood and to get an answer from them. And they should be available. I don't want to speak to what their schedules are like, but I think municipal is a really probably more fast-paced environment. Things fall through the cracks maybe a little more than rather a member of parliament who should be readily available to answer those questions. So sorry I don't have a definitive answer as far as figures and amounts and compensation, but there are individuals and elected officials who do deal with that area. And I would highly encourage people who are wondering the same thing to find out who their member of parliament is in their area and get in contact with them.
Okay, thank you. And in regards to, there's been a lot of femicide, a lot of women being abused and being killed. Where that is concerned, there are a lot of awareness groups mm-hmm. that's based in Montreal, but I find that they don't really get the support or the help. One, for instance, is Women Aware. They speak to the police. They try and get shelters for women that are abused. You know, they go and they do the groundwork. You know, why aren't organizations like these or even women's shelter getting more funding?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. They're just underfunded. Women Aware is also an organization I know quite well. Rest in peace, June, June Mitchell, and. You know, that aside, I think more funding needs to be allocated and needs to be available for programs like that and women's shelters and women's support groups. It's unacceptable, and especially now, we don't want to blame everything on the pandemic, but we're seeing people really losing it and flying off the handle. So we need to, like I said, just focus on the basics, get back to the human level of things. Let's stop with these big projects and 60,000 housing units. Let's start with the 3 that have been unoccupied for years in NDG. And the same thing goes with the programs that aren't receiving attention and funding. I mean, I can't agree with you more. And especially, the women who are being subjected to violence in the city. I mean, no one should have to. It is completely unacceptable that we're starting to see trends across women and trends across youth. So, you know, Joel had mentioned before, we're talking about reallocating funds from, you know, the SPVM to other resources. Well, this is a prime example of where that money could be going.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for your questions. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, this is very interesting. Hold on, turn it on a little bit. Yeah, this is very interesting. I mean, I know that, you know, so Michelle, they opened the phone line earlier. A lot of people are all about questioning, but we can't go through all of them questioning tonight. So what we want to ask, could you guys leave some information that if, you know, people listening want to reach out to you guys for more, like, any concern, can they reach you guys? Or it doesn't work like that?
Yeah, for sure it does. I mean, we're so accessible through our social medias and Facebook. You can find me on Facebook at Matthew Kerr. MATTHEWKERR, Matthew Kerr, or Matthew Mouvement Montréal, excuse me, is the Mouvement Montréal website. They have an email, a general email, that, you know, everything gets funneled back to the candidates. On Instagram, I'm the Real CDNDG. I'll pass it over to Joel, and feel free to reach out anytime because we're, like I mentioned, accessible, and we respond quickly as well.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and for me, you can go to my personal website, Joel, joelndg.com, mm. and there's a full bio and full information on me. There's a contact form, phone numbers, to all my social media links as well, and I've got my phone in my hand pretty much all the time, so I'm very easily accessible. Anybody can get a hold of me to ask them questions.
All right. Now, just before we leave, before we wrap up this segment, how long you guys been doing this? Get involved in politics? And I should have asked this earlier on, but also what propelled you guys to get involved?
What prepared us to get involved?
Propelled you guys.
Propelled
to get,
me.
Yeah, to okay. get involved in politics or in the movement more real.
Okay. Well, for me, I've got a background. For the last 12 years, I've been pretty much, I was propelled into the media for racial profiling case mm-hmm. in the city of Longueuil, which was a groundbreaking ruling in November 2020, which reworked the way the city of Longueuil and the police force interact with visible minorities. They have to now collect race-related data on all their interceptions. Basically, it was a ruling that had never been, I guess, ruled before in Quebec as well as Canada. So that stemmed from multiple incidents since 2009 to essentially present day. So mm-hmm. I wanted to take that, I guess, platform and kind of turn it in for good. So I also have a nonprofit organization that is geared towards human rights mm-hmm. and... you know, fighting and combating systemic racism and discrimination. It's called the Red Coalition. Mm-hmm. And so basically that's what it was. So when Balarama asked me to run for city councilor in Loyola, I gave it some thought for about 10 days, 2 weeks, and decided that I could use, mm-hmm. you know, what was indirectly given to me to, you know, kind of help my community. Mm-hmm. So... my family and I moved from Longueuil a year ago and positioned ourselves in an area where is less fortunate, and I felt where I could, you know, create some change. Mm-hmm. And so since then, I've, you know, rolled up my sleeves and started doing what I'm doing. And
yeah, well, that sounds good. I mean, you turn something from negative
to positive, exactly,
which is good. Yeah, man. Yeah. And on that note, over, sir, Brother Cliff.
Bless the Lord.
Yes, Matthew.
Yeah, for myself, I've always been involved in community work and community organizations, nonprofit organizations. Like I mentioned, I work at the St. James Drop-In Center. It is a homeless shelter. Within that homeless shelter, we have a social enterprise by the name of Street Suds, and that's an industrial laundry facility that takes contracts throughout the city. We bring the laundry back to the shop. It's processed, and then all our employees are welfare recipients. So the goal is to reintegrate them back into what we would consider, I guess, a traditional working environment.
Mm-hmm.
However, they're excellent employees, and we prefer they stay with us because good help is hard to find.
Yeah.
So just my involvement in community outreach, and then I had heard Balarama speak on the radio. And then, you know, let's be honest, how could you not back Balarama Holness? He is the strongest candidate, in mm-hmm. really my honest opinion. He's the most charismatic. He's the best well-spoken. You know, his values, his honesty, you know, he checks off really all the boxes. So how could you not want to align with Mouvement Montréal? How could you not want to align with somebody who is trying to start a movement, right? We never mention, you know, political party or politics, like for sure. Well, you know, our slogan is people before politics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All of that too.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, you just need to hear that, and you know right away. So, I mean, that was really my motivation. I'm very new at this, but mm-hmm. it doesn't matter. Sometimes you don't need to be the most experienced politician to get involved in your community and want to make change. It's just it's about your values and it's about what you believe in.
True. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yes. As Mr. Boumoud said, people go there and vote for Mouvement Montréal.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. You know, we're feeling them energy, and we like what's happening. You know, so for the people out there in the community, remember, don't be like me, you know. My nose is in curry every day.
Ah!
You know, you got to pay attention to what's happening around you, you know, especially in your community. Yeah, even for myself.
We have two gentlemen here singing, yeah. P, you know. We have, yeah. a, you know, we have a, remember the Kendall crash? There was a crash in Jamaica, you know, years ago that, before I was born, it was a crash that people were taking, the big train crash, people were taking stuff off the train, you know. And then this lady was taking some stuff and then them kind of stop her and then she grabbed up on the man, the man piece that thing, you know. And when they grab on, and then them say, yeah, take the man bugger. And she said, no, I my man this, you know. And she says, who? And then them say, oh, you know, say you're a man. She goes, she see the thing and man dig. And I said, yo, who feels it, knows it. So you see Mr. Baltimore, you know, him go through some racism thing where he felt it. He knows it.
True.
Now, Mr. Matthew, now he's been working with the community and seeing what the community is going through.
Yeah.
So he feels it. So he knows it. You understand what I'm saying to you, people? So it's the people that feels the situation and experience it. You can't say nothing to a man that's been there. You understand what I'm saying to you? And this, Mr. Matthew Kerr is working with the community. He's not just saying, you know, rare, I'm going to pop me up. Like, me, no, he just said justice up to something. I'm not up to nothing, really. But you understand, because I'm not going to be there all the time. So you understand me? But here's someone that his background is what he's into, taking care of people. You understand what I'm saying to you? And here's another man that's been hurt. You understand? And he moved from where he's at to go somewhere else that, you know, I know one time I said, Walkley, we don't want to know for the Walkley. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. So he went to Walkley where I said, yo, Walkley. You understand what I'm saying to you? So for this man to move from where he's at to come to another area to make a change, people, I really would really, really like for you guys to, me personally, what you guys win or lose, I'm going to help you guys both of you in your party, in the process, in the community, until you get elected on my life. You understand what I'm saying to you? Because who feels it knows it. That's my mentality. You understand me?
True.
And you guys feel it. You it's not, you didn't come in the game now. You're in the game. You understand what I'm saying to you? Mm-hmm. And I see you a couple of times on TV, like, oh, I only draw a boy. You understand what I'm saying to you?
God.
So I see the separation. I'm like, boy. My mentality is, right, if you're a black man and you're not breaking the law and you're working, buy your BMW, buy your Mercedes, buy your fat rides, because you deserve to ride in those rides. I don't drive them because sometimes, you know, I cause trouble, so I just drive my truck. You understand what I'm saying to you? But once I stop causing trouble, believe me, I will drive those rides because I have the right to drive them. You understand? And these gentlemen, guys that are real, real, who deserve to drive it, can't drive it. Because they said, yo, if you drive this car, you're doing this. And these guys deserve to drive their fancy cars. Why shouldn't they have their fancy cars? They go to work. You understand what I'm saying to you? So if you're working and you're doing a good thing, please, people, go to support the People's Party. You understand what I'm saying to you? You know, what's it called? The People's Before Politics. You understand me? People Before Politics. It can't go wrong with that. You know what I'm saying to you? It's like CKUT 90.3, the People's Station. You understand what I'm saying to you? Big up Miss Louise. Easy singing, P. Your thing. Boom.
Yes, we're going to wrap up this segment right now. I'm going to leave you guys
Thank
with this
Thank you very
song.
Much, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Once again, thanks for coming. And I hope the listeners this morning, you know, they hear the good intentions. But my one of my main things still, I'm on the road every day. The road them have a fix. Seriously. I'm tired of spending money at the mechanic. I got a mechanic shop regular. You know what I mean, at least every six weeks without a garage. And that's why I drive an old vehicle or anything, you know. It's just maintenance. All right, people? So don't get it twisted out there now, okay? Good morning, good morning.
They don't know. And I said they don't know. Oh boy. They see me smile, but they don't know what I feel inside. Oh, only you know, yeah. Only you know. They see me smile, but they don't know what I feel inside. They see the dancing, them see the performance. Enough people see me life and want one. But them no know say more time it look dormant. And them no see say on me belly me a crawl pan. Cause my mama just called me with tears in her eyes. She never know me have a stage show tonight. Not even she see the fears in my eyes. But me just a go and put on the show. Cause they don't know, yeah.
Obviously
they don't know, but they see me smile, but they don't know what I feel inside.
Montreal, and on that note, we're gonna go right to the street, quick and fast. You don't know, we're gonna let the people know what's happening right here in Montreal and the world at large. Right about now, we bring forth to you none other than the Calendar Man.
Yes. Hello, hello, good evening. Good evening, good evening. Singing Pete, just to touch on what you mentioned about the road thing, you know I'm a construction worker, and what it is, Singing Pete, basically, is the material that they use is not strong enough. And a couple, I think it was last year or so, they said they were doing an investigation because the material they're using is not the right material and it's not strong enough. And what they do is, like, if you see a pothole, they don't dig down deep enough. They just put a little asphalt on it and they pass the steamroller and call it George. So that's what basically it is. Yeah.
So basically, nothing is not enough.
No, it's not enough. And the government said they were investigating it. You know, they said they would investigate it, but the government never did it because they're working for the government. And, you know, and the thing is, Singing P, once you know how to fix a road and all that, like my brother-in-law said from Toronto, you have a job for life. You know, so that's basically the answer to your question.
All right.
I'll just keep the report short. I'm just going to, the rest of the report I'll keep for next week. Like I mentioned, you know, just give the listeners about what happened to Janai. Well, it was Monday, September 18th, around 7 p.m. His mom, who is Charla Dopewell, was on bus number 51 on her way home from work. Her cell phone rang. It was a no-caller ID. Scammers, fraudists, had been calling her. She did not bother to answer phone. Finally, she opened the phone, put it to her ears, not saying a word or anything. Is this Miss Charla Dopewell? Yes. Who's this? It's the police. Your son has been stabbed. He is in the hospital. Where are you right now? On bus number 51. Well, as soon as you get off the bus, stay there and we will come to get you. No sooner said, sooner done. They rushed her to the hospital. She was waiting to hear the word. And at 8:45 p.m., the doctor told her that Janai didn't make it. The mom said that the only thing that her son Janai mentioned or complained about was how much he was harassed by the police in the street, driving behind him and his friends and calling out their names. He was an aspiring rapper with big dreams of making it big. A day after his murder, the three young men posted a video mocking his death and taunting relatives and friends. Well, the one that originally did the stabbing, he was arrested, and right now as I speak, he's behind bars, and they're still looking for the other two. Now, the big up to the regular listeners, like Miss Anne out there, Kadrian, Ghost, Carlton, Uptown on Victoria Street, Bigger T from Hillcrest, Family Gary T, Mustafa Speaks, and all the South Shore Massives and crews. Sabrina, who is currently working at the Kush Tower out there in Ville Saint Pierre. And to the lovely Brenda, the Italian, out of Côte Saint Luke, who I just saw at the Kush Tower in Ville Saint Pierre before I came here, who looks good in and out of your white Mercedes Benz. And that's it, Singing P. Music time.
Bless the Lord. Yo, give a round of applause.
Yeah, you like that one, eh? So, and big up, one last thing, one last big up. Big up to my friend 19 No Long, Miss Lady K. You guys call her the lawyer. She's more than a lawyer. She's everything. Yeah. Anything she want to be. Because we from South Shore singing, but you don't know. Yeah. We're proud people. And anytime you live over a bridge, we're not frightened nothing. We're not frightened nobody. Even, what's his name there? Who was it? Tell me, say, Bubba, on the South Shore people brave. Me not live over no bridge, brethren. But you know what? The COVID not reach over there, brethren. I was over there. And you know what's singing, P? Boy, not because I'm from there originally, right? But down there, brethren, it's more safe. It's safe. Things are going. Things are going. Things are going. Bush Tiger, you don't know. You don't even know where South Shore is. But you know Champlain Bridge, which part is there?
Well on there. Well on there. Is longer South Shore? Longer
South, yeah, longer is South Shore, yeah. Longer is South Shore. Yeah. It's all South Shore.
Every,
yeah,
time I'm going to go longer, the police always want to pull me down, you know.
Nah, sir, me don't think so.
But you see true, you, okay, you see true, you know, in a year Mercedes Benz. You're all right, you know.
No. Me never say me was in Mercedes Benz. Hey, Pete, me never say me was in Mercedes Benz. No, but you see, the thing is, South Shore is a quiet place singing, P, you know? And Lady K can tell you that, you know? It's a nice place. Longer is part of the South Shore.
Okay.
But to see you get together, you got to take their jacket. St. Hubert, South Shore, too? South Shore. St. Hubert, Brossard, Longueuil.
Yeah.
Lemoyne.
Yeah.
Where else is there? Hold on, Bush Tiger, father. Let when big man I chat, you have to listen, brethren. How many times you have to tell you that? Watch out. There's no chair for you, Bush Tiger. You're customer sitting, standing up. Anyway, you are me, brethren, still. Me not pressure you too much tonight because we are the two politicians in the house, you know. But this is what we do every week, you know. So I know nothing that they say it's good, but anyway, the foundation, yeah. But singing PC, so you have St. Hubert, Brossard, Longueuil, Lemoyne, St. Lambert, you know, and Greenfield Park. That's what I call the South Shore.
Okay.
Now you also have Chattagee, which I call the south of the South Shore. Mm-hmm. St. Bruno, south of the South Shore. La Prairie, south of the South Shore. Candiac, St. Hyacinthe, Delson, etc.
Boy, I can't talk to you when you come to South Shore. You have it luck.
Yeah, man. I Google that. No Google. Memory, Bush Tiger. Memory.
All right.
Memory.
Well, the other man
said. And even Mr. Belfoy there, you see, he's a man who speaks seven languages. Now, his last name means nice leaf. Am I correct? Respect my brethren. See?
When did you find that out?
Well, I don't know.
How did I find out? I saw his name.
When did you find
out? I saw his name, and that's what it means.
Nice,
first
week
I bring the flyers here. Listen, Bush Tiger, you say, when did I find out? The man is right here in the house.
No, but you were messing up.
So he has to know it.
But you were messing up.
Present. Not.
You should never give it the definition of the last name, you know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Especially, you know what's terrible.
Yeah, because, you know, in the NDG side, they don't want no leaf, you know. They want tree.
Well, he might be telling them to Bel Herb. Bel Herb.
Yeah. Tree, you know.
Tree. You see,
when a tree is planted, it's hard to move a tree, you know.
It's true.
You understand what I'm saying?
But anyway, they leave them pretty. You see, therefore, you like that one, eh? Let that come back, eh? Yes, Bridget, see my laugh, see my smile. Contraction. Yeah, man, he must smile. They leave them look nice and pretty, and then fall off of the tree, and women and them and everyone like to say, boy. And I'm sure sweetness, someone say, singing people, watch out. Look at that leaf. It look nice, see, man. Singing people upon it. Yeah? Yes, sweetness? Which one look sweet and good to you? The brown one there, or but the orange one we see too, you know? You see?
Well, you remember, you know. And on that note, I would say, bless the Lord.
Yes. Jara Safari. Music time.
Yeah. You see, right now, people, you know, this morning is a different morning. We have a few minutes. We have 5 minutes to give them a little musical journey. See? 5 minutes, because we don't want to get them, make them see up on the street and throw a stone and bust your head. I don't want that. So at the end of the day, listen, big up to all the people who lost a loved one, you know what I mean? Listen, in this time, we have to give thanks for the people out there still laughing and, you know, holding a joy within themselves. We still have to give thanks. We're still here. I'm really sorry for the ones that are gone, but you know, it's a part of life. Amen. All right, sometimes the way them leave us is not accepted, but we have to deal with it. All right? And on that note, bless the Lord again.
Hallelujah.
Love Star Music.
Oh yeah. Mr. Easy. I'm missing a friend. Na 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 na.
This is what we call a night shift.
Oh yeah.
I know one day we'll meet again.
Liar, you take a picture with us.
Friend.
A real G ain't supposed to cry, so I tried to hide my tears. You were my bona fide, always flexing everywhere. You were more than a friend, you were more than a family. Oh, words just can't explain the pain my heart still bleeds. Oh yeah, so me ask the creator, because I am the maker. When she gone on to somewhere greater, it's not the same since my brother left ya. I wish you were here. Oh, wish that I could see you again. Treasure all the time that we spend. Judge, I know I'm missing my friend. I wish you were here. Oh, every time I go round the bend, memories that hit me again. You're not here on the ends. Real gangster, not deal with emotion. But every time we take a walk up on the road, that way we grow up on. Tears just a flow like an ocean. Say me just can't, but the top me just don't have an ocean. Me say the cook shop we used to buy the curry goat from, and the weed spot where we used to get the smoke from. People try to tell me life goes on, but it hurt to see your picture on our program. They buried a friend when they laid you to rest, and in my iPhone I said have your last. Nevertheless, I won't forget your address. I'm gonna make sure that the youths are the happiest. I wish you were here. Oh, wish that I could see you again. Treasure all the time that we spend. Judge, I know I'm missing my friend. I wish you were here. Oh, every time I go round the bend, memories that hit me again. Can't believe you're not here on the ends. I know you're in your father's arms, you're sleeping with angels. I am still around, going through changes. Oh, I miss you now, I miss you now. What else to say? I really miss you now, really miss you like every day. Wish you were here. Oh, wish that I could see you again. Treasure all the time that we spend. I know I'm missing my friend. I wish you were here. Oh, every time I go round the bend, memories that hit me again. Can't believe you're not here on the ends. Wish you were here. Oh, wish that I could see you again. Treasure all the time that we spend. Judge, I know I'm missing my friend.
Your love surrounds.
Your love surround me like a mountain. As one door closes, another opens. Oh,
once I pick up Mr. Joel, the bell tree, pick up in the cell.
Your love surround me.
Yeah,
big and young around me. Love surround.
The movement Montreal, and that way I said, that way I said,
love surround me. Big and young girl.
In a Montreal, you gotta be strong. Right now in Montreal, this is called Montreal. Montreal, Montreal.
Your love surround me like a mountain. As one door closed, another open.
No, sir.
Father God, tell me some of golden. That talent you're not stolen. She said, hey.
Big up all politicians. But we like the real politician them. We don't want the politician where I trick the nation. We want the politician where I walk with the nation. What?
Love surround me.
What you say, that's a man.
Big
girl can go around me.
Don't worry yourself.
Your love surround me like a mountain. As one door close, another open. Father God tell me some golden. That talent are not stolen. She say I evil never bring wrong.
No, sir.
But I got give me everything now.
Pull up. We call that bubble smell the pork island. You know. Wake up.
Oh.
Boy, you say the liar get him out of jail. Go on, me liar. No, sir.
Yeah. Your love surround.
Myself. Until next week, same time, same place. And that's how we're there.
Love surround me.
Rabona, extra
10 minutes. 4 a.m. The song of the Pacific chorus frogs rises and falls above a stiff breeze. You are listening to a special 24-hour Earth Day broadcast of the soundscape from Tectexan Marsh in unceded Wasanuk Territory and Saturna Island, British Columbia. The sounds you are hearing are synchronized to your local time. For more information, visit wetlandproject.com. We invite you to add your voice and join the conversation by sending a tweet to @wetlandproject. This is Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, 100.5 FM.